Hör auf zu lügen. So heißt ein Film von Olivier Perron, der ab dem 16. November im Kino läuft. In dem Film geht es um den erfolgreichen Romanautor Stéphane Bellecour, der seit seiner Jugend zum ersten Mal wieder in seine Heimatstadt zurückkehrt, in die Provinz. Er wurde als lokale Berühmtheit, als neuer Markenbotschafter zum 200-jährigen Jubiläum einer Cognac-Marke eingeladen. Kurz nach seiner Ankunft stellt er fest, dass Unternehmensvertreter Lucas Andreu der Sohn seiner ersten großen Liebe Thomas ist. Diese Begegnung weckt in Stéphane lebhafte Erinnerungen an eine leidenschaftliche, geheime, schwule Liebe während eines flirrenden Sommers. Der Film basiert auf der Lebensgeschichte des Autors Philippe Besson. Thomas Dietrich hat den Regisseur interviewt und wollte von ihm wissen, warum er diesen Roman verfilmt hat.
In fact, the novel was a really big success in France, you know, and when I read it, I thought the end was really, really moving, and it was the story of the writer.
Das Buch ist die wahre Geschichte des Autors Philippe Besson. Er findet heraus, dass sein Vater schwul war und ist enttäuscht, dass der ihm das verheimlichte und ihm also nicht vertraute.
And at one point in the novel and also in the film, the son of his first love, you know, he suffered so much from the silence and the lies of his father that at one moment he's saying something and he says, when I talked with my father, this is at this very moment I understood it had existed, my father in love with a guy. It's a movie about lies and, you know, and people who are ashamed to be who they are. And in fact, the son doesn't suffer so much because his father was gay, but because his father didn't trust him, you know, because he was lying. And so I was really touched by this character.
Der Film ist eine Literaturverfilmung, bei der es ausschließlich um Gefühle und um die Liebe geht. Und dann auch noch so etwas wie verbotene Liebe. Das ist natürlich etwas ganz anderes als ein Actionfilm. Trotzdem bauen sie eine Spannung auf aus Leidenschaft und Geheimnissen. Wie machen sie das eigentlich?
How do you achieve this?
I don't know. I work a lot, you know. When you're writing a script, there's always different drafts, you know. I think.
Wenn du einen Film machst, dann brauchst du Action und Spannung. Ich mache mir viele Gedanken darüber.
And I really like the mix between love and emotion and also tension. Perhaps more than the book, there is more suspense, you know, in the movie. I work a lot about that because all the books of Philippe Besson are really intimate, are really, you are inside the character, but there is no action. And when you're making a movie, you need action. By action, I don't mean, you know, blockbuster, like it's not a Maverick or a Tom Cruise film, but, you can have psychological action, you can have surprise, you can have suspense, and I really work on that.
As a teenager, Thomas resigns himself. Thomas findet sich schon als Jugendlicher damit ab, dass sein Platz auf dem Hof seines Vaters ist. Er weiß genau, dass er normal sein muss. Er ist auch überzeugt, dass Stéphane die französische Provinz verlassen wird. Eine gemeinsame Liebe kann es für ihn nicht geben. Das ist im Jahr 1984. Wie sieht es denn heute aus? Gibt es eine Chance für die schwule Liebe in der französischen Provinz?
Ah, you should ask to the young boys who are living in countryside. In fact, I was really surprised because when I thought it was from the past, you know, when in 1984 I was 15, I think, and okay, it was the case, but I thought now things were different, but in fact when I started to do the casting for the
young actors, auch, das gehört zur Vergangenheit, aber beim Casting fiel mir auf, dass junge schwule Männer in der Provinz immer noch Probleme mit ihrem Coming Out haben.
Messages from young guys 20 and they were not actors at all, you know, but they wanted to do the casting because they read the book before, because I told you it was a huge success in France, and they told me this is my story. So I discovered that it's still difficult to, when you are in countryside or even sometimes in a town, it's always difficult to do your coming out, you know, to come out, we say. It's always a stake, comment on dit, une épreuve, always a challenge, you know, even now. Of course, now I think it's more easy because we are talking a lot about the LGBT plus issues and questions, and you have lots of TV series on Netflix. So the problem in 1994, and Philippe Besson told about that, is that he felt alone, you know. He was in a little city, there was no internet, and he thought at start he was the only one to be like this. That's the main problem, I think. So now it is changing, but when you are a young guy in the countryside in France, I don't know in other country, you know, it's always difficult.
The film opens with Zu Beginn des Films sehen wir eine heftige Sexszene von Stefan und Lukas. Was sollen wir als Zuschauer dabei denken? Dürfen wir das einfach genießen oder müssen wir nachdenklich werden?
Enjoy this?
No. But if you enjoy, it's really nice also. You know, in the novel, sex is really important. So when you are making an adaptation of a movie, you have a responsibility. So I thought a lot about that. And in fact, I was ready to shoot these scenes if they had a purpose, you know. And in fact, this is the thing I love in the movie and in the book. It's the way towards love, thanks sex, you know what I mean? At start, the first sex scene is really trivial, really harsh, really, you know. So people in France told me, oh, it's like a rape. It's not a rape at all, but you know, it's really, okay, they don't know how to do, so they go on like this. It's quite brutal. But then,
hier geht es ja darum, dass auch körperliche Liebe erstmal ausprobiert werden muss. Am Anfang machen junge Männer noch vieles falsch. Später werden sie dann ja besser.
How they learn to make love and how they learn to love each other thanks to the physique, you know, thanks to the sex, you know. That's the meaning. The meaning is that sex can be wonderful and joyful, you know. And at start, because one of the characters, Thomas, is ashamed. He doesn't know how to make love. And step by step, he accepts who he is, and it becomes love. So, you know, when I was shooting this scene with the young actor, not the first one, the first scene was really, as I said, hard, but the other one, and one of the actors was like so concentrated and so focused and with no smile, and I told him, no, the meaning of the scene is that you start to fall in love with him and you think it's really beautiful what you are doing together, and that the meaning of the scene, and look at him and say, oh yes, oh, you're right. So it's political. Your purpose is political, he told me. And voilà. So now there is a purpose. But you can enjoy it also.
Das war der Regisseur Olivier Péan im Interview mit Thomas Dietrichs. Kinostart von Hör auf zu lügen ist der 16. November. Empfehlenswert ist der Termin 16. November im Metropolis Kino. Dann kommt noch die Initiative Welcoming Out und Olivier Péan ist mit einer Videobotschaft dabei. Beginn 21 Uhr, 16. November.